of all, in Dvarim, the idea of kibbutz golius, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring back the Jews to Eretz Yisrael from the exile. Number two, we saw the idea that Hashem will give us a special bracha and will make things better than they were and will increase us in numbers and also turn our hearts towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are all the major predictions about the times of the Mashiach. In addition, we saw in Sefer Shmuel that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness will not depart from the house of David HaMelech, i.e. his monarchy will be the eternal monarchy of the Jewish people, and he promises to restore it. In the book of Yeshaya, which I think where we got up to, it talks about the personality also of the Mashiach. In other words, in the previous ones, Devarim and Shmuel, we spoke more about the time rather than the person. In Yeshaya, he talks about the person, that is to say that he'll be from Gezer Yishai, from the house of Yishai. Nocha Olav Ruach Hashem, he'll have the spirit of Hashem on him. He will have Chochma, Bina, Ruach, Eitza, Gvura, and so on and so forth. It says Heirichu Yiras Hashem. He will have some type of special perception of Yiras Hashem, he will judge the poor. Shafat Betzedek Dalim. He will judge the poor with righteousness, with justice. V'chiach v'mishol anva eretz v'ika eretz b'shevet piv. He will judge people. He will rebuke people. V'rosfosav yamis rosha. He will destroy evil. Evil, and he's, and then it says one of the most famous Vigar is the aid in Keves, and the wolf shall lie down with the lamb, Venamer and Gedi Yirbats, and the leopard together with the goat, the Egel Ukfir Umri Yachdav, and the calf and the lion cub will graze together, Venar Katan Noheg Bam, and a small child will guide them, will shepherd them. Of course, the Rambam famously says this is a moshel for the Jews will be able to live at peace with the rest of the world. We will not have the attacks, we'll have anti-Semitism, he says, doesn't literally mean that the wolf will change its nature. Right? The Ravid disagrees, but the Rambam holds it's metaphor. Uparavadov Tireni Yachdav, and he says, talk about the idea of the animals will become, so to speak, like vegetarians, like the shark in whatever. Anyway, all right.
Shark Tale.
No. Finding Nemo. Yeah. Right. Okay. And then it says v'lo yiru v'lo yashchisu b'chol har kodshi. There'll be no destruction in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Temple Mount. Why? Another famous. So we have a few famous prophecies here. He talks about the Mashiach as a person will be tzaddik, will be chacham, will be bina. He'll judge people. He will rebuke people. He will have special perception, ruach Hashem, and so on and so forth. Then we are told there will be, at least according to the Rambam, that there will be peace. That the enemies will live together in peace. Right, the classic case, Zaev in Keves, and so on and so forth. And then it says that Malahar is Deas Hashem, the land will be full of the knowledge of Hashem, Kemayim Liyam Mechasim, as the water covers the sea floor. And he says, then the Shoresh Yishai, the root of Yishai, Omed Lene Samim, will stand as a banner for all peoples. Be'amahu Yosef Hashem, Sheinis Yad Liknos Asher Amo. Then Hashem will once again acquire the remnant of his people. Sheiris Sha'ar Amoy, the remnant of the Jews, right? Asher Yisha Me'ashur Mitzrayim Me'patros Me'kush Me'elam Me'shinam Me'chamas Me'ir Hayam, who will be there, who will come back from all the various exiles, Egypt and Ashur and Patros and Kush and Elam, Persia and Shinar and Assyria, Me'chamas Me'ir Hayam, and all from the islands of the world. And V'Nasa Ne'isagon, he'll raise a banner. V'Osof Nitcha Yisrael, he'll gather the Jews. Unafutzos Yehuda Yikabetz, the famous phrase, Me'arba Kanfos Oretz, he will gather in those who Asav Nidche Yisrael and Nafutzos Yehuda. Two different things. Like Nidche Yisrael means the people who were lost of Israel. So on a simple reading, you probably could say that refers to the 10 tribes, or the remnants of those 10 tribes who were lost. Nidach means not just scattered, but Nidach means lost. So who were scattered, assimilated, they will return. Okay, so others, some point out that the Pharisee Stroll says, right, that when it says that the Asidim, the Shvatim, the Lachzor, right, the opinion of the Mishnah that they'll come back, he says what it means is that the Jews amongst us will find out that they are indeed from Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, and so on and so forth. Others say that it actually means that remnants of the Jews who are lost amongst the Indians and Afghanistan and so on and so forth, and right, will come back to the Jewish people.
Something more so clear that it seems that the 10 tribes will come back. What's the side from the Mishnah to say?
Because it doesn't say explicitly. Nidche Yisrael, you could understand simple pshat. I think you could understand as Nidche Yisrael meaning you got Yisrael and you got Yehuda. So Yisrael is the northern 10 tribes. And Yehuda is the southern, but you could also understand it as just another way of saying Israel. He's writing poetically, so the Jews are often called Israel, B'nai Israel, Yehuda, B'nai Ephraim. You know, there's many different names. So you know, it's
also what's Deya Malahar Deya Tashat? Does that mean that in terms of Torah knowledge or
people?
Or
well, not necessarily. It means people will have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everyone will have a relationship. Deya from Lashon Chibur, right? A relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Doesn't mean automatically everyone will just know the Torah, but it does mean that people will have a relationship. Everyone will have, you know, nowadays you can have people who go through their entire life, they have a stronger relationship with the F-150 than with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? They have no relationship to Hashem, okay? So here we're talking about that the whole world will have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he's got the two things, Nidche Yisrael, and then the Futsois Yehuda, meaning the scattered of Judea, the Jews, us, right, from the four corners. So it's very, very clear what's going to happen. I mean, at least in the general, no, not the details, right? It doesn't say that, you know, we'll come back on El Al or you know, Trans Aero, right? Ukraine. It doesn't say that, but it says we'll come back, right? Very clear. And then in Yeshaya, it says, Ki nicham Hashem Tzion, nicham Hashem will comfort Zion, comfort all its destructions. Ve'yasem midbara ke'eden, he'll turn its deserts into the Garden of Eden. Ve'arvasa kigan Hashem, the dry places like the Garden of Hashem. Sosom v'simcha yimatseba, toda v'kol zimra, right? Joy and happiness, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Interesting. There is a medrash that says the only korban that will give in those days will be the korban toida. Interesting, in some Italian Jewish communities, that a minag, we say Mizmor L'Soida only during the week, not on Shabbos, right? Because it's an adovah, so you don't bring it on Shabbos, right? There are some Italian communities, they dafka say Mizmor L'Soida only on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Ma'ein Olam Haba, and the thing that we will bring in the times of the Mashiach is the Korban Toida. So they dafka, don't say it during the week, dafka on Shabbos. Right? Interesting, a type of like, you know. That's when you say Todah, right? And then, famously, Ufduyei Hashem Yishuvun, and the redeemed ones of Hashem will return. Ba'olut Tzion Barina, they'll come back to Tzion in joy. V'simchas Olam Al Rosham, they'll have eternal joy. Sason V'simcha Yasigun Nasu Yagon V'Anacha, right? As we say in Zmiras, V'Nas Yagon V'Anacha. Then, Yechezkel. Yechezkel. We have, of course, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Yechezkel talks about the war against Gog, and he talks about that they'll make war against the Jews, but he will fall. I'll send fire against Magog and against the people of these nations and the islands, and I will show my name amongst the Jews. V'yadu ha'goyim ki ani Hashem kadosh Yisrael, and the nations will know that I am Hashem who sanctifies Israel, is as we say in Kedusha on Musaf on Shabbos, right? Hu alken hu avin hu malkenu Hashem hu yashmienu b'racham avshenis, he will inform us in his mercy a second time, la'enei kolchai leimor, in the eyes of everyone, right? Ashkenaz ani Hashem lokechem, and in Sfarad hein galti eschem acharis kereshis liyos lachem le'elokim, I've redeemed you the second time as I did the first time to be for your God, and this will be something which all the nations shall know. He talks about various ambiguous type of prophecies, talks about burying the corpses of, from the war of Gog and Magog, 7 months, purify the land. Kvarum Beis Yisrael, the Jews will bury them, Laman Tahir, as a Kavru Kol Am Haaretz, Haylehem L'Shem Yom Hikabdinu Mashem. And Va'achaltem Chaylev L'Shivosh, this and Dam L'Shikarim, you'll eat fat, you'll drink wine, Usvatem Al Shulchani, you'll be satiated at my table. And I will judgment against these nations. V'yadu goyim ki ba'avoinam galu b'Yisrael, and the nations will understand that it was their sins that caused the Jews to suffer. Asher malu bi, they rebelled against me. The sins of the Jews rebelled against me. V'astar panay mehem, and that's why I hid my face from them. But then it says, Asher v'shvus Yaakov v'richamti o b'Yis Yisrael v'kinesi l'shein kodshi. And then Shiftam el admosam, they'll return to their land, levetach, ve'ein machrid, no one will frighten them. So again, very clear, the Jews will be redeemed, will return to the land of Israel, no one will frighten us, the nations will understand that it is a result of our sins, it wasn't because Hashem, because, what does it mean they will understand that it's a result of our sins, as opposed to what? Forsaking us. In other words, the Christians and Muslims, for example, would say that's because Hashem abandoned the Jews, we're unchosen, right, that's it. So what he's saying is, no, they'll become to realize, oh, it was because they're Averis. They're not unchosen, right? They're not forsaken by Hashem, right? He didn't divorce them. Rather, they're being banished because of their sins, and he'll return them because of tshuva. And then we have the Yirmiyahu, which we say at Chasnas, that kol sosim was kol simcha, kol chasim was kol kala, kol oimim hoidu es Hashem tzvokois. Okay. So you see, by the way, on the balance, most of the Nevuahs talk not so much about the personality of the Mashiach, much more of the focus is on what will happen to the Jewish people as a whole. You look, for example, at Christianity, the main focus is on the person, on the individual. Right, because they tend to ignore the fact that we don't have peace, we don't have Malach Haaretz to Eretz Hashem, we don't have return of the Jews to Zion, we don't have the Gar Ze'evim, Keves, and so on and so forth. But the person, he came, he was here, right, and he fulfilled all these things. So there's a heavy focus, but you see in the Nevi'im that it's not so. The Nevi'im heavily focused on the what will happen at those times, and the last one we'll look at is Zechariah, who Shavti el Tzion v'shachanti, because I will return to Tzion, and my Shechina will be in Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim be called Ir HaEmes HaRashen Tzvokas HaRakodis. No, Yerushalayim will be called the City of Truth, and the mountain will be called the Mountain of Holiness. And then he says, Od Yeshvus, the Kainim was Kainis, elderly people will sit Berachovos Yerushalayim, in the streets of Yerushalayim, Ish Misham Topi Yadam Rav Yamim, with their staff in their hand from the length of days. And the streets of the city will be filled children playing in the streets. And it's interesting, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik pointed, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein pointed out, that you look, it says, you'll find this wondrous in your eyes. He says, interesting, why? Because he says, to tell you that a city we'll have old people on staves walking around the streets and children playing in the streets, why is that a pele? But he says, of course, if you have a historical perspective on the Jewish people, on their history, on what happened to Israel and Yerushalayim, and now you look at Yerushalayim and you see elderly people with their staff walking along the streets, Matanei Yehuda, and kids playing in the streets, you've got to tell yourself it's a nace. Okay. He says, a person without any historical perspective whatsoever will not understand Zechariah. Right? It's a pep. You look at this and you say, it's like you should say, Shosli Nace, every time a kid almost runs you over on their skateboard, you should say, Shosli Nace. Malcolm is not because you were safe from the skateboard, because there's a Jewish kid, right, in Yerushalayim playing. Right? That's unbelievable. Right? So that's what he's saying. So, you know, that's the beginning. We've seen the beginning of it. That's okay, so I just want to point out from the Nevi'im, just because the Rambam says, Torah, Nevi'im Tzuvim, and there it is in the Nevi'im Tzuvim. I'm sorry, I don't know how this.